This is 90.7 WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Many people only connect the Harvey B. Gantt Center for African American Arts and Culture to its tall, upscale building uptown, its home for the last 8 years. But the museum goes back to 1974, well before it was named for Gantt. For 25 years, it was located in the basement of the old Little Rock AME Zion Church. As the museum's home has evolved, so has its mission, says CEO David Taylor.
I think in 1974, in those early years, it really was about a place for African Americans to come and be comfortable and be about preserving and celebrating their history and culture. As integration took place, we lost a lot of our places that were home to our African American communities. So the Afro American Cultural Center, as we are known for, that was our role. To have that place where African Americans could come and be proud of who they are and celebrate it without restrictions. As we've evolved over the last 40 years, if you will, that role has continued to evolve. It's still very much about African American art, history, and culture, but it is a focus about inviting in everyone so that they can learn and come to understand about the rich cultural and contributions of African American. And we think we can be one of those places that folks can come and have safe conversations about race to hopefully promote change.
Looking at what's been happening in Charlotte, what's been happening in terms of race relations, in terms of relations with communities, with the police department, how do you see the Gantt Center fitting into this? And what do you think its role will be?
Yeah. First of all, I think our role is to be have stay in power. You know, one of the things we advocated as the social unrest happened last year, we did not want to be a knee-jerk reaction to something as important as the issues that people were rising up against. So we think it's important that we become active, more active in that area about providing solutions and highlighting issues, but be prepared to do it for the long term because there's not going to be easy solutions to these issues. It's not a 12-month thing. It's not a 18-month thing. It's a long haul ride. We are being more focused on social issues within our exhibitions and to ignite conversations around those kinds of things. But more important, again, this whole thing about solutions. What has really changed? So if we ask ourselves what has really changed since a year ago, in many ways, I think they're very much the same. And I think that work that needs to be done needs to continue. And we think professional development, using some of the work that we do through creating professional development opportunities, working with educators around professional development opportunities. These are some of the things that I think you'll see even more of from the Gantt Center because we think those things will give real change.
The Gantt Center is now in the midst of a $10 million endowment campaign. It's more than halfway there, having raised $6.2 million. Taylor says the money will help the museum plan for more exhibits and organize programs that have community impact.
We want to continue to do world-class exhibitions. It's one of the things we think we've built a national reputation around by being able to have predictable income streams that allows us to be able to identify things 2, 3, 4 years in advance and being able to have confidence that we can be able to secure those things without saying, we'll love to have it, but we don't have the resources to kind of go ahead and book it at that particular time. We think we've done an amazing job about bringing exhibitions to Charlotte that you might would have to go to D.C. or New York or L.A. to Chicago to see. With the endowment campaign will enable us to even do better.
How's membership going and how important are those dollars to your budget?
Every dollar is important, certainly, but I think even more important around membership, through membership you create advocacy. And the advocacy of members is extremely important to our cultural institutions such as the Gantt Center.
How many do you have and do those members also become big donors?
That's where it starts, where many of them start in terms of members. You know, we currently have a little less than 1,000 members.
Now you have a lot of Gantt After Dark events and large crowds of there. Mm-hmm. Have a lot of those signed up for memberships when they are at those events?
Membership is certainly part of that strategy. So we've had a number of folks to sign up for, you know, for memberships. We think it's also for us, we think it's an audience development strategy that we have so that we can introduce the center to folks who may not otherwise would come visit an art exhibition or really understand about the other work that we do in the community and around work.
What's visitorship like? How many people are coming through the doors?
About 45,000 people a year over the average over the last 3 years has been kind of our target.
Are you getting diverse visitors?
A little over 20% of our visitorship is non-African American. We want to grow that. So it's about marketing. It's about reaching out to those audiences, inviting them in.
Well, thank you for taking time to talk with us today.
And thank you.
David Taylor is president and CEO of the Harvey B. Gantt Center for African American Art and Culture.